Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Three and tell powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone, First Tennessee Park. That's where we are. The opener for the Nashville Sounds is going down tonight, 6:35 p.m. first pitch. First official game as the Triple A affiliate of the Texas Rangers. They will be in their remastered unis tonight, so looking forward to that. Let's talk a little Tennessee athletics. Jason Swain, former Tennessee wide receiver, joins us now at Swain Event on Twitter. SwainEvent.com is the website. And Jason, let me start by thanking you for taking part in Sports Fest last weekend. We had a great time. You were awesome on the stage talking Tennessee football and basketball. We really appreciate you.
I really enjoyed it. I really appreciate the opportunity. You guys are first class, and I'm really happy for your success and really cool that Nashville gets a chance to have something special like Sports Fest there at Nissan Stadium. It was special. It was cool.
Let me start with the Tennessee spring game coming up next Saturday, night game. Is it going to be sold out, Swain?
No, but we can say that it is. we can always say whatever number we want to say, right? That's what every school does during the spring game. But, you know, I think there's plenty of room for fans to get there and help the program, because we live in a day and age where spring game numbers, you know, they're used to recruit players. They're not just there to recruit football players, but to recruit for all sports. I mean, that's an amazing atmosphere to have 50, 60, 70, 80 people in a football venue all wearing orange and all cheering and being excited. So I understand it would be good to beat Vanderbilt. It would be good to compete with Missouri a little bit better. But we can't all just sit back on our hands waiting for the team to be better before we kind of do our part. I think we need to meet Tennessee halfway, the coaching staff halfway, these players halfway, do our part and get to the game, get to the orange and white game if we can make it.
So do you think that's a pretty reasonable expectation? I mean, with spring games, there's not always a lot of hitting. It doesn't necessarily always look like football.
It's not even full tackle.
Is that a big ask, though, Swain? Because we've seen attendance drop at college athletic events, even though they're awesome. Regular season games, much less spring games. How fair of an ask is that?
It's a big ask, number one. If you don't win, it's a big ask. If you don't have other things surrounding the game, right, it's a big ask if you don't allow fans to get autographs from their, you know, their favorite present or past players. If you have a weekend full of events, then there's no reason why Tennessee shouldn't have a lot of people here. I mean, Knoxville is one of those cities in the SEC that people live here because it's a great city. I mean, you talk about Fayetteville, you talk about Baton Rouge, you're talking about Nashville, Columbia. I mean, there's awesome cities, and so there's things to do here. And if you plan it properly and you have other events surrounding the Orange and White game, then it's not a big ask for people to come here and have a weekend and go out to the spring game and it's free and have fun. But if there's nothing else going on and you don't do fan day, and if you don't do some other things, then yeah, it could be because hey, you can watch it on TV and it's a whole lot easier and you save yourself some money. So I understand both sides of it.
You know, it's funny, not a lot of access up there for the media we keep hearing about, but when Jeremy Pruitt does talk, he does say things. So he's talking about the offensive line yesterday, and you just kind of piece together the starting offensive line unit by what he taught. He talked about Wanya Morris, the five-star offensive tackle, Niehaus, Johnson, Calvert, and Carvin, and it looks like that's kind of the offensive line unit as it stands now, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I looked at it. You got to think about Brandon Kennedy. Brandon Kennedy, when he gets healthy, surely he's going to be in there. You don't know what's going to happen with Trey Smith. Surely he's going to be in there.
Right.
Darnell Wright, when he comes, he's going to have a little something to say about that, about those names that turn Pruitt around at all. So right now, Pruitt's only worried about the guys who are healthy and practicing right now. So it looks like that's the best start five so far. You know, I was talking about this today. Jerome Carvin, heck of a dang player that came in from Memphis. But he had to play early, and sometimes that's a gift and also a curse. And he's played different positions, and it looks like he's making some headway there at center. And so it sure does appear that Pruitt basically ran it off the start lineup as we speak right now.
It's also interesting at quarterback. I mean, Garantano is head and shoulders above everybody else, right? But we hear about the second unit kind of struggling in terms of reps because the second unit quarterbacks aren't where they need to be at this point.
Yeah, the second team quarterbacks, you know, they're young. They still have to understand that you can't throw the ball in tight windows and you can't be late and still be able to complete the ball like you did in high school. It's a new offense, but football still has the same concept. So these freshman quarterbacks are still learning, these young quarterbacks, excuse me, are still learning college football concepts, whereas Jared, even though he's on his fourth offense coordinator in 4 years, he understands concepts. He still understands curl flat. He still understands Spanish route. He knows where the holes are in cover two and cover three. And he understands when there's two defensive players stacked in different levels, that means probably someone's blitzing. So he knows that because he has experience. So these other young players, they'll come along, but I'm not surprised there's a drop-off from team one and team two. Remember, Jerman Pruitt just finished up his first full recruiting class where he had a lot of time to build relationships. So you're going to see a little bit of a drop-off right now in his second season as a head coach.
Jason Swain, our guest on 3HL. A statement like a video yesterday released from Jordan Bone, I think we all watched it and thought, okay, well, this means he's just going to test the waters. And, you know, he'll come back if he doesn't like what he hears. And it seems like maybe some other people, Jason, have interpreted that a little differently as maybe he was leaning more, you know, really leaning more towards leaving than staying. What did you think about it?
It seems like he's leaving the door open, which, hey, he should. You just never know what might happen. Never know what the scouts may see or like when you work out. So I like the rule change where you can, you know, you can hire an agent and still come back if that's what you want to do. So it didn't seem like he was shutting the door completely. I will admit this, and I'm pretty sure other people feel the same way, that maybe they just don't want to admit it, but I will. I was like, I'm super happy for Jordan, but like, I'm the guy that when the friend has to move to a different city because he has a nice job, I'm happy for him, but I'm selfishly hoping that he stays because I'm losing a friend. And same thing with Jordan Ball. Like, I'm happy he goes on and he gets a chance to live out his dream. But man, think about Jordan Bones, the senior, with him and Grant Williams and some of these boys coming back. So it's a bittersweet moment as a Tennessee fan, but as a former athlete, I get so excited and so happy when a guy like a Jordan Bone, who is from the state, who was overlooked by a lot of other schools and other coaches, work his tail off and have a chance to live out his dreams. You can't beat that.
We always get happy and excited to talk with you, man. So we'll do that again next week. We appreciate you, brother.
Let's do it. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Former Tennessee wide receiver Jason Swain does the radio and multimedia thing in Knoxville at Swain Event on Twitter, SwainEvent.com. When we come back, go up to New York. Lipscomb taking on Texas for the NIT championship tonight. Our guy Drew Maddox is up there.